Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Gaeilge Galair, agus Fáilte, go dtí Capital Irish. Hello everyone and welcome to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. My name is Marion Grealis and I'll be with you for the next half hour or so here on Capital Irish. Now last week we learned that Shane McGowan of the Pogues had passed away. So I thought that on our show this week we would pay tribute to the talented musician that he was and remember his contributions to the Irish music scene. Although born in England in 1957, McGowan spent his early years in County Tipperary near Barrisochane before returning to England with his family at the age of six. He had lifelong challenges with addiction and they appeared early in life, with some reports suggesting that his battle with alcohol began as even a young child, with his expulsion from the Westminster School for Substance Abuse at the age of 16 or so being a sign of things to come, unfortunately. McGowan showed a keen interest in literature, and indeed he had won a literature scholarship to Westminster School. His talent for literature was expressed through his song and lyric writing over the years of his music career. And we're going to spend some time on our show today listening to some examples of that. Let's start then with A Rainy Night in Soho from the album Pogetry in Motion.
I've been loving you a long time. Down all the years, down all the days. And I've cried for all your troubles. Smile at your funny little ways. We watched our friends grow up together, and we saw them as they fell. Some of them fell into heaven, some of them fell into hell. I took shelter from a shower, and I stepped into your arms on a rainy night in Soho. The wind was whistling all its charm. I sang you all my sorrow. Whatever happened to that old song? To all those men, girls and boys. In the morning, the ginger lady by my bed, covered in a cloak of silence, I'd hear you talking in my head. I'm not singing for the future, I'm not dreaming of the past, I'm not
was the Pogues and Shane McGowan there with A Rainy Night in Soho. McGowan, of course, was the frontman for Celtic punk rock band The Pogues from 1982 until 1991, blending traditional Irish music with sort of the punk stylings and punk energy, I guess, of bands like The Clash, which, of course, was a unique effect in the music industry. And the band were soon experiencing widespread success. Indeed, the band often opened for The Clash in their early days, and they and McGowan also maintained connections to more traditional Irish musicians, with collaborations with the likes of the Dubliners being particularly well received. We'll take a listen now to one of the most famous of these collaborations, and this, of course, is the Pogues and the Dubliners with the Irish Rover.
We set sail from the sweet cove of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. But a wonderful craft she was rigged for the daft, and know how the wild wind drove her. She stood several blasts, she had 27 masts, and they called her the Irish Rover.
Million bites of the best lawyer rights. We had 2 million barrels of corn. We had 3 million barrels of our nanny goat's tails. We had 4 million barrels of stone. We had 5 million dogs, 6 million herds, 7 million barrels of porters. We had 8 million hides of our blind horses' hides. And all of the Irish Rover.
There was our Mickey Coote, who played hard on his flute when the ladies lined up for a set. He would tootle with skill for each sparkling quadrille, till the dancers were fluttered and bent. When he smart, when he talked, he was cock on the walk, and he rolled the day thunder and over. They all knew at a glance when he took up his stance, and he sailed in the Irish Rover.
Suddenly there was Hogan from County Tyrone. There was Johnny McGurk, who was scared stiff of work, and a man from a Smead come along. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rogue, and fighting that shicey from Dover. I am Ron McMahon from the banks of the Bund, the skipper and the Irish Rover.
For a sailor it's always a bother in life, it's so lonesome by night and by day. Then he longs for the shore, and a pity of whore, who will melt all his troubles away. All the noise and the rout, filling putchin and stout, for him soon is done and over. Of the love of a maid, he is never afraid, and a son from the Irish Rover. We have sailed 7 years,
when the mazes broke out,
and his ship lost its way in the fog.
And a whale of a crew was reduced down to two, with his staff and a captain's on tow. Then a ship struck a rock, oh Lord, what a shock. Tom has turned right over.
Turned 9 times around, then the poor old dog was drowned.
There we had the Pogues with the Dubliners singing the Irish Rover. We'll head straight into another hit now with If I Should Fall From Grace With God from Shane McGowan and the Pogues. That was a frenetic one, wasn't it? That was, of course, the Pogues with If I Should Fall From Grace With God. You're listening today to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. And on today's show, we are reflecting on the life and work of Shane McGowan, who passed away on the 30th of November 2023. Life on the road as a successful touring band takes its toll on many, and Shane McGowan was no exception. As we mentioned earlier, he had long had challenges with drug and alcohol addiction, and eventually in 1991 it became too much for the rest of the band, the Pogues, and McGowan was in fact dismissed. We were told that there had been several times when he had simply failed to show up to gigs, including one where the group were to be the opening act for Bob Dylan. The balance, I guess, of maintaining the punk, hard-living, hard-partying persona against the responsibilities of touring, of rehearsing, recording, performing, finally tipped towards chaos, I suppose you might say, and the rest of the Pogues had had enough. In 1992, Shane McGowan formed a new band, The Popes, and during his time with him, he collaborated with Johnny Depp, who appeared on the video for the track that we're going to listen to now. And this one is called That Woman's Got Me Drinking. That one's got me drinking. We used to have some fun. Now she drinks and strong.
fussy, silly, nonsense, apology. She said she always loved me. She said I'm being one. I love the way she treats me like a piece of scum. That woman's got me drinking. We can't stay out.
Another fairly frenetic one there. That was Shane McGowan and the Popes, not the Pogues, the Popes, with That Woman's Got Me Drinking. Now, as we mentioned earlier, McGowan, as we know, had numerous collaborations with other artists, many Irish, over his career. And that included another great artist that we lost in 2023, Sinéad O'Connor. The pair teamed up in 1995 to record Haunted, and we'll take a listen to that now.
Do you remember that sunny day? Somewhere in London, in the middle of nowhere, didn't have nothing to do that day, didn't want to do nothing.
You got a way of walking.
You got a way of talking.
And it's something about you.
And now I know I never ever wanna be without you. I wanna be haunted by the ghost. I wanna be haunted by the ghost.
I wanna be haunted by the ghost. Wanna be haunted by the ghost.
Of your precious love.
First time I saw you standing in the street, you were so cool you could have put out Vietnam.
All the girls ask what's he like. I say he's kind of shy, but that's the love.
Of your precious love.
such a never-ending.
Two late great Irish artists there, Shane McGowan and Sinead O'Connor, with Haunted. The two were both friends and colleagues, and indeed in later years McGowan credited Sinead O'Connor with saving his life when she discovered him unconscious in his home in late 1999 and called the emergency services. He was subsequently charged with possession of heroin, and in the years and months leading up to this event had also indicated some serious drug abuse happening at his home, with two people dying of an overdose while staying at his flat in 1995 and in 1999. McGowan continued to have challenges with addiction and poor health throughout his life, and a reunion with the Pogues in the early 2000s was also not the joyous occasion that it might have been, with McGowan describing the time as follows. He said, "I went back with the Pogues and we grew to hate each other all over again." And he added, "I don't hate the band at all. They're friends. I like them a lot. We were friends for years before we joined the band. We just got a bit sick of each other. We're friends so long as we don't tour together." So that was, I think, a very fair assessment of the situation. Now, one thing that did happen in this final period back with the Pogues was a re-release of what is, of course, probably their most famous song. And it's also an appropriate one for this time of year. We are going to finish up with it today, and it is, of course, Fairy Tale of New York, which is a collaboration with Kirsty MacColl, who died tragically in a boating incident in Mexico in the year 2000. The song was re-released to raise funds for the Justice for Kirsty campaign, which was a group advocating for a more thorough investigation of her death. Song has long been a popular Christmas song, despite, or perhaps maybe because of, the theme of drunken argument, depression and homesickness. And with that cheery note, that will bring us to the end of our show today here on Capital Irish, where we have reflected on the life and music of Shane McGowan. Thank you for listening in, and hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
There was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, "Won't see another one." And then we sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in like 10 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, see a better time when all our dreams come true. Mm-hmm.
see. You promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome.
You were pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the jokes they were singing. We kissed on a corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, go away, babe. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
In that bed.
You scumbag, you maggot, cheap, cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're ours, I pray God it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD choir still singing, go away, babe. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That programme was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.